Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. 3 minutes after the hour. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year on Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. And you know, you and I have a lot of company this morning at the beginning of the new year. If you have made a New Year's resolution, you're not alone. 180 million of us make resolutions. Now, that translates into about 74% of the population of the United States, but only 8% of us keep those resolutions. Coming up in just a couple of seconds, you and I are going to take a step back. Maybe we should set more realistic goals for 2021, and we'll show you how to do that with the help of the Holy Spirit coming up in this hour of Morning Air. Father Rocky is here later on this morning to celebrate two great American saints that we're celebrating this week. And Glenn's got a fresh story corner on this Tuesday morning, a morning that we begin in prayer. We invite you to join us for the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Coming up to 5 after the hour now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on this 11th day of Christmas as we continue to live the Feast of the Epiphany. Put yourself right smack in the middle of that Epiphany story. You're looking around. There's Jesus. There are the three kings. There's Mary. But wait a minute. Where's Joseph? In this year of St. Joseph, where is he in your life? How are you walking with invoking the name of St. Joseph in your life, in your job, maybe selling your house, maybe helping you in a financial matter? Let's take a look at that right now with a member of our morning family, Father Edward Looney, a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, a noted Marian author, and the vice president of the Mariological Society of America. Father Looney, good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How are you?
Well, good morning, and soon Happy Epiphany. We had it this weekend, but tomorrow is the traditional Epiphany Day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great exercise for us to do as we try to be Ignatian and put ourselves right smack in the middle of these stories, is to look around and just say, wait a minute, where's St. Joseph, who once again, with his quiet confidence as he worked in the life of Jesus as his foster father, with that quiet confidence is working in us.
Yeah, you know, that's what I reflected on in my Sunday homily for my congregation. And, you know, for me, I go through and I look at the readings probably about a month in advance, and I already sketch out what each homily theme will be. And that was what struck me, because our Holy Father had just called for the year of St. Joseph. And when I read that, and it said that the three wise men, the Magi, that when they entered the house, there they found Jesus with Mary, his mother. And now, this is the Gospel of St. Matthew that we heard on Sunday that tells us this story. And Matthew is the one that tells us about the Annunciation of St. Joseph by the angel, saying, don't be afraid to take Mary into your home. St. Matthew is the one that tells us about the flight into Egypt. And so he caters to St. Joseph. And I wondered, well, why would he leave St. Joseph out? And maybe it was because St. Joseph wasn't there immediately when the Magi arrived. Maybe he was doing something else at service for the Holy Family.
That's a very, very good point. It's interesting that we have this conversation and how the Holy Spirit just seems to pick us up by the scruff of our necks and put us into different situations, as he did with me yesterday, which had me praying to St. Joseph, which had me kind of remind myself that, wait a minute, we're in the year of St. Joseph, and maybe already yesterday, 4 days into the new year, getting caught up in the frenzy of activities already in 2021, that I need to just stop, pause, talk to St. Joseph, invoke his name, and to truly live and dedicate myself a little bit more to St. Joseph and be more of an example of him than I was kind of running around frenetically 4 days into the new year, Father.
Definitely. And I think St. Joseph is especially a saint, an individual that men like ourselves, that we can look to as an example, whether that's as a husband, as a single man, as a priest, that there's characters and attributes in St. Joseph. And a lot of those come out in the litany of St. Joseph. But you wonder, like, where was he if Matthew doesn't say, well, maybe St. Joseph was off praying. Maybe he was giving thanks to God for the life of his child. Maybe he was off working so he could provide for the Holy Family. Maybe he was doing some sort of task to help his spouse, the Blessed Virgin, and the Christ child. There are so many different options that he could have been doing, but he was going about his daily life, his daily work, and that's what we do in our life. And so really the pattern of the Holy Family consecrates everything that we do as well.
We're talking about St. Joseph in this year of St. Joseph, and St. Joseph specifically in the story of the Epiphany, our conversation with Father Edward Looney this morning at 8 after the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We want to ask you, where is St. Joseph in your faith life? 888-914-9149. Have you invoked his name, perhaps with real estate and selling a house with your finances, maybe asking St. Joseph to find you a spouse, or asking St. Joseph for the strength of being a chaste male if you live in the single life? 888-914-9149. Where is St. Joseph in your life, in your devotion to St. Joseph? We're sharing those stories this morning here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Do you have a sleeping St. Joseph statue in your rectory, Father?
It's one of those statues I want to get after the example, of course, of our Holy Father. And I say Mass at Relevant Radio quite a bit. And of course, on the altar at the chapel of the Nativity is the stack of intentions from listeners with the sleeping Saint Joseph statue, and really saying, Saint Joseph, take care of this for us. Take care of these people. And it's a way in which we do entrust our needs, in which we find him to be a glorious intercessor as part of that Holy Family.
Put a lot of things at the feet of St. Joseph over my life. And it was interesting. And I tell this story about my devotion to St. Joseph. And it came, Father Looney, through Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It was brand new at the time, probably, I want to say, maybe 15 years ago. And there were those prayers to St. Joseph that are on the prayer tab. And I was saying them, but not praying them. And then when I finally started praying them and living the words and trusting St. Joseph, that's when things turned around, because I was taking care of my mom and trying to make a living from home, very difficult at the time. And, you know, there were years when, you know, I know that we lived below the poverty level. That's how low money got in taking care of her and taking care of all of the medical needs that she had. But St. Joseph answered those prayers in his time. So he not only answered those prayers, but he gave me the gift of not only humility, but also the gift of patience, which I didn't have, because we always want an instant return on our prayers. And St. Joseph answered them in his time, and it was like, oh, okay. And that was the greater gift than some of the financial gifts. And when I say financial gifts, I mean just, you know, making it a little more comfortable financially to be able to take care of her and maintain the house. But that gift of patience is one of the greatest gifts that I credit St. Joseph.
Yeah, you talk about the financial aspect and, of course, then the virtues. But when it comes to the financial connected to the story of the Epiphany, well, what are the gifts that the three wise men bring? Yeah. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And there's this tradition, this legend, that when the Holy Family flees into Egypt, well, maybe Joseph sells that gold in order to provide for his family as they're in exile. And maybe that helps them for a few months. Maybe that helps them for a year or so during that time. And so that's why I think you can look to St. Joseph, especially during those financial times of struggle. But St. Joseph also, from the scriptures, we kind of gather that the Holy Family wasn't well off. They offered a sacrifice of turtle doves when they made the presentation of Jesus in the temple, which was the poor offering that they could have offered. So there is a sense that, well, if you are poor, if you're struggling, well, you can identify with this Holy Family of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus.
And your next birthday, you're getting the statue of sleeping St. Joseph. I don't know about turtle doves, and Glenn and I can't afford gold and frankincense, maybe some myrrh. So I just want to let you know, Father.
Yeah, nice. Some embalming spices for our guests. So nice, right, nice parting
exactly.
Gift. Well, Father Looney, pop culture is so down on masculinity these days. St. Joseph, pretty good alternative for that, though.
Yeah, for women, for example, they can take Mary as a great role of the feminine. For the masculine, we take Joseph as that great example. And that's true. And he really shows us who a man should be. And as we look at his role within the Holy Family, as, you know, taking care of Mary and taking care of Jesus as an infant child, of being a person of prayer, of trusting in God, allowing himself to be led. He was literally led by an angel's message and throughout all of his life. And so there's lots there in the life of Saint Joseph. You know, people say he doesn't say anything in the sacred scriptures. Well, we can look to his silent witness, to his example, and find someone that we can take inspiration from. And that's the story of all the saints that really, as we celebrated yesterday, Elizabeth Ann Seton, as we celebrate John Neumann today, as Father Rocky will reflect later, that there's something in these people's lives that can inform us and help us to be better followers of Jesus.
And tomorrow we'll celebrate the feast day of St. André Bessette, who built the oratory to St. Joseph in his honor, yes, in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And that devotion to St. Joseph, as Father Rocky will tell you a little bit later on, and the pilgrimages to the oratory of St. Joseph are very instrumental in the fact that Father Looney and I and Glenn are having this conversation with you, because it really saved Relevant Radio less than 20 years ago. As we talk about devotion to St. Joseph, what about yours? And how has St. Joseph helped you? 888-914-9149. Perhaps it's help in selling a house, a financial matter, something else in your life where you have asked St. Joseph for his intercession. And he answered that prayer. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. You know, Father Looney, as we talk about the origins of Relevant Radio, starting out as really one radio station 20 years ago in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Of course, we talk about the Shrine to Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, Wisconsin, but there is the beautiful Shrine to St. Joseph in De Pere, Wisconsin, which I know you've been to.
Yeah, that's right. So it used to be in the basement of the Abbey of St. Norbert Abbey in De Pere, but now it is at Old St. Joseph Old St. Joseph Church at St. Norbert College in De Pere, run by the Norbertines. But my understanding is that's the original place where the devotion to St. Joseph kind of sprouted, and how this national shrine took itself on. But then there are other shrines too to St. Joseph throughout the country as well. There's one that I've been to. It's called the Shrine of St. Joseph in St. Louis. So there's one there, and there's a beautiful story about a healing that was obtained through the intercession of Blessed, or now St. Peter Claver. There's other shrines to St. Joseph. I think, you know, Father Matthew Spencer's community, the Oblates, right, of St. Joseph, I believe they have a shrine somewhere out there on the West Coast. So wherever you are, there's some sort of shrine that you can visit to St. Joseph. And, you know, if there isn't a titular shrine, you know, a de facto shrine, well, there's probably an altar of St. Joseph at your local church, or there's a statue of him there. I oversee a cemetery called St. Joseph Cemetery. The church is no longer, and I felt very compelled last year that we should put a statue of St. Joseph there, that anybody who drives by there should see this intercessor, St. Joseph, who of course we know is the patron of a happy and a holy death, because he dies in the presence of Jesus and Mary. And so what a nice way to remind people to pray and to invoke his intercession for that intention as well.
We never hear St. Joseph speak in scriptures as we all work to get to heaven. When we get to heaven and we meet St. Joseph, what do you think he's going to sound like, Father Looney?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've never imagined, never thought about that. I would expect that he would have a very loving and a caring voice. That's what you'll hear, kind of the love of a father. Because if we say Mary is our spiritual mother in the order of grace, well, we can say Saint Joseph is our spiritual father in the order of grace as well. And so I think we'll hear in him the gentle, compassionate, loving voice of a father.
I have to credit that question to my spiritual director, Father Al, who asked me that very question as we were talking about St. Joseph one day. And I immediately answered, I said, it's going to be the voice of my dad. It's going to be the voice of my dad. Because my dad was very much like St. Joseph. He was a man of few words, very talented artist who could work with his hands. None of that talent rubbed off on his son, who's speaking on the radio now. And he could create things. And we have a number of religious articles, statues, carvings that he created, paintings that he created that hang in the house right now. So this man of few words, but a man who is always there to help, and a man who gave me some very sage advice in just very few words, and who was very, very holy.
We never talked about it. We went to confession. He brought me to the Saturday after my first Holy Communion. He and I went to confession together. And boy, that's when I felt like a grown-up, Father Looney, when I was only 7 years old. There's my dad. I'm going with my dad to confession. And then I remember him getting up in the middle of the night, Friday night into Saturday morning, part of the Nocturnal Adoration Society. And just in this very quiet example, that's why I think when I hear St. Joseph's voice, it's going to be the voice of my dad.
Yeah. And, you know, you tell a very beautiful story about you and your father. And this is the power of families praying together. This is the witness that if a parent takes their child to confession, if the parent prays the rosary, if the child sees this, they're going to say, wow, that's something beautiful. That's something amazing. I want that as well. And of course, we know that there's been statistics that even say that if there's a stable father in the home and he practices the faith, that those children are, I don't know, like three times more likely to practice the faith as they grow up, as they form their own families, than if the father doesn't practice the faith and it's only the mother. And how often do we see that? And sometimes I look out at congregations when I'm celebrating Mass. I'm like, where's their dad? Why is he not here? Why is it just mom here? And so we do need these holy men. And hopefully during this year of St. Joseph, and then, you know, Pope Francis throws a curveball for all of us, declares a year of St. Francis. And then he said in a tweet just a week or two ago, he said, I'm also declaring a year of the Holy Family to mark the fifth anniversary of Amoris Laetitiae. And so now we have a year of the family and the year of St. Joseph, but really Joseph giving that great example for family life, especially for husbands and for dads.
You know, and talking about my dad, he loved going to early morning Mass on Sunday, so I would pick him up on Sunday. And as Glenn knows, and you know, Father, when you have to do a very early Mass, you're up early. And on those days when you don't have to go to quote-unquote work, you want to sleep in just a little bit. So Sunday was the, quote, sleep-in day. But he wanted to go to a very early Mass, and there was one at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday. So I would pick him up, and the two of us would go in this dimly lit chapel with only a handful of others and go to Mass. And it was the most intimate, some of the most intimate times that I had with my dad. And again, that example of St. Joseph coming through, his very quiet witness. And I kind of go back and forth, beating myself up or just saying, no, his silent witness was a tremendous gift to you of not talking about faith. He was the witness. So, you know, perhaps we didn't have to have a conversation about it. And we never had those conversations about faith, but we just lived it together. So that's how I kind of go back and forth. But if your dad's still alive, talk to him about faith, because, you know, he's an important part of the Roman Catholic man that I am today.
Yeah. And right there, again, you talk about the silence. We mentioned the silence of Joseph, and there's even a book out there called The Silence of St. Joseph, or Joseph right. The Silent. And, you know, read a book about St. Joseph this year. Read the letter Pope Francis wrote, in which really he reflects on different attributes of the fatherhood of St. Joseph, a working father, a father in the shadows, you know, an accepting father, so forth. Those are some of the things he reflects on. But pick up a prayer book. In the letter, Pope Francis talks about a prayer that he learned at a very young age from the congregation, the Sisters of Jesus and Mary. And so it's there in footnote number 10. And it's a different prayer, but, you know, there's all these beautiful prayers to St. Joseph. And there's one that I recall, you know, that says something to the effect of like, take your precious child and give him a sweet kiss for me, or something like that. Like press him close to your head and give him a kiss in my name, or something like that. And, you know, it's just one of those tender, beautiful prayers that, well, then again, evokes the imagination so that you call that to mind. You conjure up that picture of St. Joseph, and whether you think he was older or younger, what your image of St. Joseph is, that's a topic for another time. But that's another way in which we can have recourse to him.
With Father Edward Looney this morning at 22 after on Morning Air, we're talking about the power of St. Joseph in your life in this year of St. Joseph, 888-914-9149, and specifically as we celebrate the Epiphany actually on the day tomorrow, January 6th. Where's Joseph in the Epiphany story? Because we don't hear him, we don't see him physically in that setting. So that's what we're talking about this morning on Morning Air. And John joining us in Philadelphia this morning. John, the power of St. Joseph in your life. What is the witness of St. Joseph that you've been able to employ in your life as a Roman Catholic man?
Yeah. I just had an inspiration. A friend of mine in the South, down in Virginia, Thad Slack, he said something interesting. He said, I can't hear a word you're saying because your actions speak so much louder.
Mm.
But see, that's like St. Joseph.
You know, right.
He was a man of actions. And so for that time that he spent with our Lord saw, what a man should be. Okay.
Right. Right. Well, that's a beautiful reflection, John. That's a beautiful reflection. And thanks for adding. And Father, we have only a couple of moments remaining. Let me just ask one more question. And it is one that really reflects the culture that we live in today. For the single moms who have to be both mom and dad, what's your advice to single moms and how they should pray to St. Joseph?
Well, I think that they can turn to St. Joseph and say, I lack this fatherly figure for my child. Take him as your own, be a spiritual father to him, but then also provide some sort of man that can be a father figure to him. Show right. me who that is. You know, that doesn't have to be, this woman doesn't have to marry this person, but like
right.
for me, this was actually my situation, like didn't have a father in the home. And so, it was the youth minister, it was the parish priest, it was a teacher at school that really took on that fatherly role. And even today as a priest, the guy that taught me how to hunt and how to fish and all of these things, So like he's been a father figure to me now as I'm serving in the parish here. So that's how I think they can turn and say, please pick someone for my son or daughter to have as a father figure.
I think you're the only priest that we have on who does hunt and fish, because if you follow Father Looney on his Facebook page, you'll just see, I do double takes because he's not in his cleric sometimes. And it's like he's out hunting or he's out fishing in northern Wisconsin. And that's a tremendous skill and a talent. And one, yes, that is that you can attribute to St. Joseph as well. And thanks for leading us in this great conversation this morning. Father Edward Looney, a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and a noted Marian author. What's the latest fish that you caught? Did you bag anything hunting?
I did shoot a doe hunting. I didn't get a buck this year, but I did shoot it with a crossbow, which was a new experience for me. My friends went out ice fishing on Saturday, but I had evening masses, so I couldn't participate. So not, I haven't fished lately.
Okay, there you go. Well, he's fishing for souls this morning, and he caught some. If you're inspired by the words of St. Joseph and perhaps going to plug in a little bit more into the intercession of St. Joseph in this year of St. Joseph, Father Edward Looney, a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Thanks, Father. You're in our prayers.
Yes, go to Joseph always.
Amen. Thank 26 you. After now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We're not alone. 180 million of us have made New Year's resolutions. By about this time next week, only about 8% of us will keep them. So maybe we're setting the bar too high. But with the intercession of St. Joseph and the Holy Spirit, how we can make reasonable resolutions for a reasonable and a very fruitful 2021. We'll tell you how coming up next on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.